previously on the Hired Swords. We've come so far in such a relatively quick time, and I wonder if we're actually making a difference anymore. The darkness is growing, and half the time it feels as if we're just hanging on by a thread. I try to keep things light, try to keep things easy, keep the spark in my friends alive, but I'm afraid my tactics will fade the more that I tire from this darkness that we face. I guess I should be thankful. Thankful for such strong companions. I'd be lost many times over without them by my side.
Boom, cat, boom, boom, cat, yeah, yeah, with the swords.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Hired Swords. I'm your dungeon master, Michael, and with me, I have Mikey. He's Joxer. Hi, Mikey.
Hey, how's it going? I am Joxer, and I am Mikey, just not at the same time, but potentially. We all just clapped together really close. It was super nice.
It was a good clap this time. Derek's Davin.
Hola, me amo Derek. That's good all job. I have to say, because I don't know any more Spanish.
Nice. Ash is Gwendolyn.
Howdy, partner. It's me.
I don't know why that's so funny to me, but that's really funny to me.
And that's our whole group. That's all I see, at least. I don't see anybody else on here. So, and Blaze is Kriggs, Gulder, Sofren, and Baroque, whatever else you want to call him. Just don't call him late for dinner.
Je suis Kriggs, Galdin.
That was so bad. I'm so sorry, audience, for having to listen to me.
All right, no, so restarting in one,
like
two.
No.
Yeah, restarting the show.
Back in episode one.
In our last episode, we left off with the end of a huge battle. We battled a giant, strange, multi-headed water monster that was changing different types of substances randomly throughout the combat, causing different kinds of damage, including absorbing certain kinds of damage to create that sort of damage against the party. And harmed everybody and kind of depleted them pretty good, but I think, if I remember correctly, we're standing at the shore of the giant Black River, looking across at what seems to be just billowing black fog and mist and clouds above the river, and a with swirling like cyclones here and there, just kind of coming down and touching this water that flows this deep, dark blue with bits of black in it as well. And this is the Black River that you have come up to and fought this creature here and survived. I don't think any of you are still tied together, but what are you going to do now?
Well, what are we going to do now?
Well, I liked it when we were tied together. We could do that again.
Yes, that was very helpful. I'm sorry for bringing the rope that round.
No, it's a good idea. We had a plan, it just didn't work out the way we wanted it to. That happens.
Most times.
are we crossing this river? Is that, or should we look for, let me look at the map. Maybe there's something on here. I'd like to check the map to see if maybe there's like, I don't know, a bridge or anything denoted on it that might say there's another way or a place or maybe a length distance.
Yeah. If you looking at the map and the river runs from west to east across the map and far to the west of where you believe you might be, which is almost directly north of Lonely Hill, there looks to be a bridge, but it has a big X marked through it. And towards the right of the map, less than half the distance between where you are north of Lonely Hill and that direction towards the west. There, it looks to be like somebody has drawn like staggered circles in the river that's drawn on the map. The river drawn on the map, as you look, is drawn very wide. And then there is land on the other side, it looks like, as far as the map goes. But there are no landmarks on the other side. The last landmark on this is the river itself, the bridge on the far left that looks to be X'd out, and or, you know, X or scribbled out. And then on the right, there's these like these staggered circles drawn in the water.
It looks like there might be something a little bit safer to cross over here. And I mean, I can at least see the end of the river on here. I don't know how deep it is.
Gwendolyn walks over to the water, and is it raging kind of like what it was before?
Yeah, it is. It is just fast moving water down here at the edge. It's almost like ocean waves coming up from just the as it's pushing towards the banks of the river, washing down. And as you look across, it just gets so dark down across the river that you don't see anything beyond, you know, just water as far as you can see, and darkness at the end.
Gwendolyn kind of gets a pit at the end of her stomach, just knowing that they have to cross this river.
Yeah.
And she turns around. Wait, Dale, what was that? And she opens up her bag and she looks in and, I didn't think we learned that. And she's talking and thinking of what was the spell she learned the other day after that weird dream she had. And she turns around and, that's right! Dale taught me something. And she's gonna cast Water Walk on everyone.
Okay.
I mean, how does that, like, how do we see what happens, or what happens with us? Is it, do we even notice?
Yeah, what does that look like or feel like for the party?
For the party, you're not really gonna see anything. But Gwendolyn's just gonna outstretch her arms and look at all three of you guys, and you're gonna feel like a tingling sensation around your feet, like you're wearing boots around your boots. And I'm gonna think of them as like little water boots. You can't see them, but your feet are going to feel a little snug now.
Little water boots. Everybody's wearing little water booties.
Mm-hmm. Got your little water booties.
They literally look like on them. Rubber ducks with like the yellow rafts on the bottom. Like the airplane rafts that automatically inflate when they come out of the, yeah.
Mine didn't auto inflate, so I got to use the little tube and blow into it.
Yeah. Good thing you're flexible. You can lift your leg up that high. So, all right. So everybody gets these water boots, and the water's raging in front of you, rushing fast. So what are you going to do next?
What did you just cast?
Come on. And she starts to walk on the water. Let's see if this can work. And she holds out her arms like she's bouncing. And she's going to try to take that first couple steps.
Gwen, be careful.
Okay. Make a dexterity saving throw as you take your steps.
I also realized I had bark skin on in my spell slots, and I did not want that anymore.
Oh, okay.
That was supposed to be long gone. You said dex?
Yes. What'd you roll?
I rolled an 8 plus 2, so 10.
Okay. So when you step on this water, literally your first foot hits the water and like somebody pulled a rug out from under that foot, and you fall butt first on top of this water. And probably if you could fall into the water, you'd fall in and your butt would hit the ground and you would stop. But instead, this water takes you and starts to pull you down further. And you're on top of the water. It's like you're on top of one of those like non-stair escalators pulling you across the airport hallway down and you're going fast. It is moving. We're talking probably 200 feet per round kind of thing. Just there you go.
Just Gwendolyn. Okay, if you just follow me, please, just this way.
Gwen.
I'll start rushing after her. Is she just like sliding across it, or is she like tumbling, or does she look like she's in danger?
I feel like I would just be sitting down on my ass. Sorry, yeah, my tush, and just sliding, legs right, like spread out. And I'm just spinning down, like going down the river.
Yeah, she's just like sitting there being pulled very quickly. And she's literally probably 5 or 6 feet off the shore. But it's still pulling her down because she's not going sinking in at all.
And this is, just to be clear, this is pulling in the direction where the circles are on the map. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's pulling towards the east.
Well, Joxar, it looks like we're going toward this part of the map, whether we want it to or not.
I think I'm going to try to jump and catch up to her. And I'm going to jump on the water and see if I can, you know, walk on the escalator or the walkway or run on it.
All right, you make your dexterity saving throw as you get on there carefully. She's 400 feet away from you at this point, downstream.
All right, so that's 19 plus 8. And was that a saving throw?
Yeah, you're successfully riding this standing on it, like it's moving. You're like roofs, like back of the truck surfing the pickup truck as it drives it probably 40, 50 miles an hour down the highway.
And doing my best to maybe like make some more headway towards her, not just like ride it. Cause I want
the weirdo on the escalator thing at the airport walking while you're on it. Cause you want to feel running. Like bionic man. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a rush. I need to get on my plane that doesn't leave for another hour and a half.
Right. I got to go get there so I can wait sooner. So you're rushing. I'm going to say that this is going to like triple your speed of your normal walking speed or dash speed, I guess. So your normal dash speed would be 60. So we're talking
80 for me.
80. Yeah. So you are booking it. You catch up to her pretty quick if she's still just sitting and riding the waves. But I'm going to have you make one more dexterity saving throw, as this isn't just a smooth ride.
Yeah,
you're running across kind of the waves of this
all right, beam. So that one's a little lower. That one is 22.
Yeah, you succeed. Okay, so these guys they're darting out of the way. Joxer, Kriggs, what are you guys doing? They just book it.
Kind of laughing at the situation. I'm going to take a little lashing of rope and tie it to the binding, like the actual arm hold of my shield, and then tie the other end to my wrist. I'm going to run out to the water. I'm going to say, catch you down the way, Devin! And I'm going to hop on my shield and basically surf this water as I'm standing on it and ride the shield much like it's a boogie board, basically.
All right, you're going to...
Dwarven surfboard.
You're going to make a dexterity saving throw as well as you get on the water.
Oh, please.
Are you skimboarding?
18 plus like 1 or 2. I don't know what my dice is. It's not great. -1, so 17.
Yeah, so you successfully ride your shield, and as you are, and we'll say the shield gets the water walk capability too, because it's part of you, I guess. So it's gonna float with no problem, and you're able to ride it as it's just down, and it's like you're on ice more than water, but it's moving ice. And you're going about, you're coasting about the same speed as
I'm just skimming
as Ash, you're staying behind Joxer, and you're several hundred feet behind the two of them, barely able to see them downstream.
Ripple and white wash of the water. I'm like, I'm totally skimming and bobbing along, just like it's fun sport for me at this point.
Davin, what are you gonna do?
Davin now standing there by himself, kind of looking around like John Travolta in the GIF of, like, what's going on? Okay.
Well, I guess this is how Joxer always feels.
And I'm going to casually walk up to the, just right at the line of the water. And then I'm going to like scoop up my coat in the back and I'm going to wrap it around the front, wrap it around my shoulder so it's not like dragging. And then I'm going to sit down on my butt, like flatten out my feet. I'm going to turn around so that I'm facing backwards from the water. I'm just going to scoot right into the water.
So first. Dainty. That's great. So Davin, no save necessary. You're practically prone already. So you get yourself onto the water and it takes you. And you're going downstream.
Oh, wedgie. Oh.
Yeah, you're moving. This water slide feels not great. And you're moving fast. And the water's splashing up on all of you. Your clothes aren't really getting wet you're not absorbing water as you're repelling it. Like this water walk is causing you to do. And Davin, make a perception check as you turn around to sit down on the water. And it's going to take you before you can do anything about anything, but you're going to look up at the shore and the trees beyond and make just a quick perception check as you do so.
I got a 15.
You see someone running out of the woods with a hood on.
Huh?
Like they're trying to catch up to you. And you faintly hear shouts. And then you're taken and gone.
But I couldn't see who it was.
You just somebody with a dark hood on, dark clothes, like a cloak, dark pants, and they were running with a slight limp, you notice, as they're trying to run towards you. Humanoid size. And as you guys now are taken, I need Joxer to make one more dexterity saving throw, and I need Kriggs to make another dexterity saving throw.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Ash, are you staying seated?
Oh, yeah. I'm just enjoying the ride.
So you guys are just going downstream. You're not trying to cross at this point at all. So, is that the idea?
So my concept is to catch up to Gwen so that when we hit whatever thing is coming, I want to be able to pick her up and actually drop her on the whatever the circles are from the map.
So you catch up to her in 30 seconds. It doesn't take much with you actually moving with the momentum of the water to exceed, you know, her speed well enough to catch up.
I rolled a 3 - 1. That's a 2.
Okay, so Kriggs, this wave comes up from the side and it doesn't splash him. It doesn't get him wet, but it like shoves the board, the shield, and Kriggs falls flat on his stomach. When his shield pulls, shoots off from him, and he's able to grab it and hang on to it as he's now belly on the ground, arms spread out, spread eagle, just kind of spinning on top of this water as it is moving him down the way so fast. I cannot overstate how fast this water is moving, and you guys are just being just ripped down the current of this water towards.
What's the opposite of a lazy river? That's basically what we're on.
It's a hyperactive river, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So it's moving, and you guys are cruising down now. Joxer, you're able to stand. You're kind of like skiing on top of it, I guess, if you're standing up still, just kind of letting your knees bend enough to kind of give with the waves as they come. And yeah. Davin's just kind of riding backwards as the figure in the distance kind of becomes a speck and no longer there as hands are waving above his head, and he vanishes as you go so fast away.
Davin thinks to himself, that was probably the lifeguard. We're probably doing it wrong.
Yeah. No running. And so, so you guys are moving down this water and you ride this water for it starts to feel like quite a while, 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. And then everyone make perception checks. That's not facing backwards.
Right. Why don't you just say everybody but me?
Everybody but Davin.
Oh, bugger.
Oh my god.
3.
I just want to say I rolled one anyways just to see, and I got a natural one. So it tracks.
All right.
14. 9 + 5.
Okay, so go ahead.
That's a 3.
A 3.
You're on it today with those rolls.
Not laughing at you, laughing with you, bud.
I'm going to be retiring that dice for the evening.
Yeah. So the anybody, whoever rolled better than a 15, anybody?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All bad rolls. So you're moving down this water, and suddenly there are very large, almost like columns of rock approaching very, very quickly. I need everyone to make dexterity saving throws again to see if you want to grab onto these rocks. These seem like they could be what you saw on the map.
Oh my god. Seven plus
I rolled
two.
I rolled
nine.
A four.
A dex saving, I got a 16.
So that's going to be a 19 plus one. That'd be a 20.
So, Joxer, you are able to grab on just as soon as you see one of these rocks. You're able to grab onto it and keep yourself from continuing to just drift down this water, assuming that's what you want to do.
Well, yeah. So my original intention was to make sure Gwen made it.
Yeah.
Like that was the whole, but
yeah, as soon as you see that you can grab on, you see her try. And what did you roll? You rolled like a two or something, Gwen?
Whoa, bud. I rolled a nine.
A nine. Equally bad.
So much better.
So you see her, you see her reach out and grab, and she grabs a little bit of like a soggy, like moss that's growing on the side of this thing, and just it rips away, and she's pulled by another stone as she makes one more dexterity saving throw because there's the two stones. Push away from you.
You hear her just say, I didn't know it was going this fast. And she keeps going.
Did you make your second dexterity saving throw?
12 plus 2, 14.
Unfortunately, as you go to grab this one, you just like swipe at it with both hands and you're not able to grab it as you start to slide past. What did you roll, Kriggs?
I rolled a three or four.
A three. A four. So you can't get yourself shifted over towards the stone good enough on the first one, but you begin to pass a second one. Make your dexterity saving throw on this one as you come a little closer to it. Davin, I need you to... Did you make your first one?
I rolled a 16.
Yeah, you're able to, as you slide past one, you're able to grab on low to a little nook in the rock and kind of hold on and keep yourself from being pulled. And then you can try to pull yourself up onto the side of this rock.
I rolled a 4 minus 1, 3.
Jeez, okay. So you also reach out for the second attempt to grab onto a second pillar of stone, and you actually just kind of slam into it, thud, and kind of start spinning around as it spins you. And you guys are now rolling past the stones as Davin and Joxer have grabbed on.
Yeah, I'm gonna let go and start just bolting to them, and I'm gonna do my best to try to maybe just throw them onto the land on the side if I can.
Okay. Yeah, you guys have drifted a little ways away, but you can do your best to do that. And I need somebody to just roll a D6 for me.
I say Joxer rolls it.
Oh.
He's had the best rolls.
That's two.
All right. So you see just in the distance, one of these black cyclones of the fog above you spiral down and hit the water with a splash. And it just causes this big eruption like geyser of liquid to just shoot up in the air. And the black spiral sucks a bunch of water up and then disappears into the sky. Not too far from you, but not right at you. And so you make it to Gwen and Kriggs. Davin, you're still holding on to a rock, able to pull yourself to where you seem to be safe now from being dragged away by the water. Joxer, you have made it to Kriggs and Gwen. You're still moving at this fast pace down the stream here. Go ahead and make a strength check to see if you can shove them in the direction you're wanting.
All right. So that is a 19.
Okay, so...
Or is that a saving throw?
No, it's a check.
Oh, okay, yeah. So 19.
Yeah, that's a check. So with the 19, you successfully toss Gwen you shove her and it switches the direction and her momentum to slide kind of across the top of this water into where she goes down ways about 60 more feet before she tumbles onto the land on shore. And you now have Kriggs. You can try to push him now too. A little higher DC because he is a little bit of a heftier boy.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be a luck die.
Okay.
Because five's not going to do it.
What's that game you play at bars? Was it shuffleboard?
You're playing shuffleboard with the dwarf.
You're just playing shuffleboard.
It's curling.
Olympic curling.
There's curling the art I want to see.
Olympics Kriggling.
apparently his spinning didn't work out for me because that was a five and a two plus one, so six or three.
Okay.
Whee!
So you go to shove Kriggs and it doesn't change his direction enough. He shifts towards the shore a little bit, but he doesn't. He just continues to go downstream.
I'm going to try to reach out for him as he passes. I'm wiping the dust off of me.
Okay.
And I go, oh.
All right. Make that a dexterity saving throw again to see if you can get that. Get out there and grab him.
Grab it and rip it, baby. 14 plus 2. 16?
Yeah, you reach out and grab on to, you actually catch like his boot. Is Kriggs wear boots, I guess? You catch him by the like top of his boot around his ankle.
We're crocs.
And he starts to pull you. Okay.
Of course gross. He does.
So in that case, they peel right off and they smell terrible. Ones, right?
See ya.
Bye.
No, you grab and you start to pull him. You can try to pull him towards you. This is a strength check as well to see if you go or if you get pulled into it or if you pull him out.
Oh.
You got that.
Negative 2 strength.
Same DC as it's been for everything. So. Except for one thing. Except for shoving Kriggs, which it didn't matter because you were so far below.
I rolled an 8, but it's minus 2.
Okay. So it pulls. You literally get pulled back onto the water. Thanks for all the help, Joxer. And Joxer, you're moving at the same pace they're moving now. And they're just further towards the shore to you. And everyone's just sliding, going away from Davin now again. Almost out of sight at this point as all this has happened.
Davin just goes, there could have been an easier way. There had to have been. I'll push off the rocks and I'll just start a belly, okay. Superman style on my belly. Just
like a water slide.
Yep.
You probably hear Gwen just, I thought this was going to be easier. And she's just, I didn't mean to.
So you start to slide towards them. Go ahead.
I have a question. I have a mage hand that can lift or pull things up to 10 pounds. Is that something I can use to try and help steer myself? Or is it kind of like one of those magnet on a stick things you can't actually get the momentum?
Yeah, I mean, like if you use it, it's like throwing a ball inside a car. Like it's already going this. It's not going to push the car any further. It's the same momentum. You know what I mean? So I don't know that would work necessarily, but you can. But I need somebody to roll a d6 for me again.
I'll do it.
Okay. Al will do it.
I'll do it, and it's a 4.
All right. So, again, behind you, Davin, right near the stones, the cyclone comes down and just sucks water up, shoots it up in the sky, and after the water gets shot up and falls down around you, the cyclone kind of swirls back up into the clouds above. And these things seem to be coming down every 30 seconds to a minute, just and all around you. That one was just happened to be pretty close. So you guys are going downstream again pretty quickly as this river is just flying downstream.
If any of you could actually get on the land.
What?
How far right, are we from the land?
I would say Kriggs and Gwyn are probably about 15 or 20 feet from the shore at this point. Davin and Joxer, you guys are a good 30 to 40 feet away at this point as the current does drag towards the middle of the river a little bit. So every probably 200 feet, you're getting about 10 feet closer to the center of this this river.
Yeah, I'm.
I hope nobody checks my math on all this, like the distance and the physics of it all. But it doesn't matter. Whatever.
I guess it's just a game of soccer. I'm trying to get them, you know, out of the water. I don't really.
Okay. So you guys continue to slide down this river, and as you, Joxer, continue to move towards them. Go ahead and make one more dexterity saving throw. It is just to double check your ability to stay on your feet, get over to them, and start moving them in that direction you need to.
That's another 17.
Okay, so you are able to make it over to them. And you get to them. What are you going to try to do? Davin, you're still just going at the same speed as the current. You can see them in the distance, 120, 150 feet away, as they kind of moved away from you before you made the decision to go ahead and push back into the water.
All right. Now that I see like where they are and what's going on, I'm going to try and stand up and move toward the shore.
Okay. So make your dexterity saving throw as you try to move towards the shore. Joxer, how are you going to try to get them towards the shore?
How close to each other are they? They're pretty close now.
Gwendolyn's literally hanging on to Kriggs's boot. Laying down on her belly, being dragged by a Kriggs on his belly, by his foot, yep, and her hand kind of connected there at the apex of this whole mess.
Probably try to pull out my, I don't know, probably my weapon of some sort and try to like, well, no, that's not going to work. I'm gonna, I guess, take off my robe and kind of throw it down so that they could grab on it, and then try to run off towards and see if I could sling all of us in that direction.
Okay, so yeah, you can run through there. They can grab onto that rope pretty easily. Make one more dexterity saving throw as you just try to run towards the shore.
I'm sensing another luck die. Hey, no, actually, so that one's a 18, 19.
You make it to the shore and you are pulling them behind you, and they, as you get to the shore, it's like immediately the momentum of the river starts to move your robe or whatever that you were holding and having them hold, and starts to slide away from you downstream, and you're turning with it and holding on to it, and they're turning and holding on to it as well. I need each of them to make a strength saving throw to continue to hang on while it's heading towards the shore and hit the shore.
Mike, you're killing me.
I had my deck saved to try and stand up. You know, do you remember when you were a kid and everyone had that alligator blow up raft that you used to use in the pool, and you'd try and stand up and surf on that, but you would immediately fall back down? That's what happens to Davin with a 4.
Okay. With a 4. Yeah, he stands up and he says, I got this. I don't got this. And you fall back down and land on your bottom.
I rolled a 3 plus 4. 7.
Oh my goodness.
I rolled above a 4. 7 minus 2. So okay. A 5.
Jeez.
You guys are rolling like me now. This is fun.
I'm done. So I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I'm done.
Joxer's standing on the shore as Gwen is shoved. Her momentum, though, is shifted towards the shore. And so she is pushed that direction, and the water's moving so fast that she lands on the shore and rolls and flips and all of this, and takes some damage. Kriggs is going to take this too, as he does the same thing just a ways beyond, as you take the equivalent of 40 feet worth of a fall damage.
Oh, I thought you said
40. You said 40 and you scared me.
So I didn't know I was.
19 total damage from just bludgeoning damage from just rolling and falling onto the ground as you hit rocks and all this stuff on the shore. But you both make it to shore.
I want to make a point. You rolled a 1 and 3 sixes.
Yeah, I know. I see that.
Oh my God.
Kind of bonkers, isn't it? If only that was all sixes. Oops, all sixes.
And so
go ahead.
Both of us are taking that damage, or
you both take 19 damage from the bludgeoning you get from just kind of flipping end over end as you hit the shore at this 40 feet per second kind of roll or speed from the river.
Just imagine that, like, at this point, like, I'm worried for a half second, and then I look over and I see Davin in the water, and I'm like, I'm just mad. I was like, what? You weren't here. And I'm kind of speechless for a second. I'm just staring at Davin as he's like starting to slide down.
Can I crawl or boot scoot or something within 30 feet of the shore from where I am by the time I get down to them?
You can get pretty close to that by the time you get towards them, but you're going to, at that point, you're probably going to get about twice the distance away from them by the, you know, if you continue at that speed by the time you can get to the shore. Does that make sense?
I just want to be able to, my goal is to get within 30 feet by the time I reach them.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, if I do that, then I'll just use Misty Step and get the 30 feet and land on the shore.
Okay, so Joxer, you're watching as Davin is sitting with his hands at his sides, his butt on the water, and his feet up.
Please explain this as much detail as you can.
And he is like dog wiping his butt on the carpet, like sliding himself across the water to try to get to you. And he gets within about 30 feet. And then you see, what do you do when you cast that spell?
I'm going to like kind of wave my hands a little bit, and you see like some mist forming. And then I'm going to reach down and actually grab some water, and it immediately turns to thicker mist and just like creates like a whole shield around me. And then I just disappear and reappear right next to him.
So yeah, you see this, it looks like he gets like swallowed in water. And then as the water dissipates, he's no longer there and he's beside you now. And as that, he gets off, he's still sitting on his butt, scooting on the dirt next to you.
Yeah. I imagine like, you know, speechless, staring at this and probably completely out of breath. I've been totally.
I've been booking it hard.
And then just see you engulf, and I think you've used it one other time, so I don't think I would be familiar enough. Just like, oh, the shadow got him. And that's
yeah. And somebody roll a d6 for me now.
I'll do it. I'll tempt fate. 2.
So this time, the just as Davin disappears, this cyclone of black just lands right in the spot he was sitting and sucks up what's left of the mist that he had created, as well as the water that was there, and shoots it up in the sky. And then the water rains down and trickles onto the top of this river as it rushes past and takes the droplets with it. And you see above that the cyclone absorb back into back into the sky, into the big group of fog above the river. And it looks like it seemed to have been getting closer and closer to one of you as time continued. And you're now all on the shore, a couple of you a little bit worse for wear, but nobody in that bad of a situation.
I sit there and I've been laying back on my back, and I sit straight up and I'm just panting, trying to like catch my breath. That was awesome.
My head, it was pretty fun, wasn't it? And she's just rubbing her head. Did you guys have fun?
Can we do that again sometime?
Dan's like, no, that was not fun. And you watch it, man. He's just picking the biggest wedgie out of his butt. Like the full arched back and everything. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to cast Mage Hand for a little bit of extra help.
Yeah, if he's only. Just holding like his robe in one hand and breathing. You guys are awful, and start walking towards the where they were intending to go. Like
that reminds me of my younger years back whenever we'd go to dwarven summer camps. You know, us mountain dwarfs don't get too much sun, and so we'd take beach trips. Let me tell you, that reminded me back of 0008, whatever year it was. I don't know what the year structure is like in this world, but we definitely cut a few waves. I believe that's what the kids called it back then.
Waves?
You've never been to a beach?
Not really.
Oh, imagine that ride, but like times 20.
I bet Dale would like it.
Oh, he would.
I don't like the beach. The sand gets everywhere.
I just stand up and start.
I don't like sand.
Classic.
You hear in the distance, I don't like you.
Dang.
Dang.
Got it.
Somebody's angry.
I have to remember to wax the shield later.
Yeah, bro. Vale would totally dig this place.
I mean, there was probably easier ways of getting across, but I guess we got the job done.
Well, easy isn't always the most fun.
It was a spell that I had in my journal, and I thought I did a good job. What did you guys think?
Well, we didn't drown, so I guess that's good.
What was it called, Dale? Waterwalk.
Water. That's like an elvish word, right?
It's like, imagine standing tall like a tree. You're either wood or you're walking on water. Am I understanding elvish right? My translation is bad.
It doesn't sound like elvish, but I just don't know why they didn't call it Waterwalk.
That's and a good she, question.
She goes to check on Dale in her bag. That's it right now.
Davin's just like, what is this group? <He's> like, and he'll just follow Joxer. He'll chase up to catch up to Joxer.
All right, you guys heading towards the wherever you think those kind of stones begin?
That was my thought. Figured there'd
like
be a path there.
Ages ago, if we were cruising as fast as you think, though.
I mean, you're probably a good 10 or 15 minute walk away from it now. But
just where I assume there's probably a path. Like if it's a cross area, then maybe we'd find some kind of track path.
Sure. Well, there's really no trail from the shore where you are to there. There's just a shoreline, and it's a very the shore here is very it's a lot of gravel and stone on the shore, and with some large rocks here and there. That it seems like what gets washed up onto this shore is pretty worn by the speed and just the pace of this river. And there doesn't seem to be any like driftwood or anything like that. It's like none of that survives this river's, you know, fury, so to speak. And so it's just a lot of stone and rock. As we're walking
along the shore and walking back towards that, I'm going to be regaling Gwyn and all the stories of going to the beach and telling her all the interesting things that I saw, the seaweeds and whatnot. I'm going to tell her a story about a time that I saw a weird creature that I actually named. No one believed me that I saw it. It looked like a shark, but had a head like a hammer. And so I named it a hammerhead. You know, all the dwarves, none of them believe me that I actually saw this hammer-shaped shark. Maybe she had, with all her animal knowledge, seen one of these.
It does sound made up.
I hold up a hammer from my bag, like, it was just like this, but a shark.
No, and she goes to touch the hammer. That seems impossible.
Right? I thought the same thing, but there it was. It tried to bite my butt.
No lie. Dale, did you hear that? His butt.
While they're having this conversation, I've caught up to Joxer and I say, oh, Joxer, by the way, right before we left, I saw there was another person on the other side of the river. He was kind of chasing up to catch up to us, it looked like. I couldn't tell who it was. He had a hood on and a little bit of a limp, but...
A limp? Like Tomba?
Did it seem like Tomba?
He was humanoid size, okay. like full, like man size, human size.
I mean, he was too tall to be Tomba.
Delmar was man-sized.
Delmar didn't really have a limp.
Oh, he had many things. A limp was one.
He hobbled a bit.
He did hobble.
Yeah, you guys had him ride a summoned horse because he was so slow to walk.
I guess that's true. Yeah. I don't know who it was, or if they're good or they're bad.
It looked like they were trying to hit me a little bit. It's like telling me to like get my attention. I don't really know what was going on.
Should we go back?
I don't know. I don't know if they can cross.
How far do you think we've actually traveled? Would it be worth even going back?
I guess it'd be take us a couple hours probably just to get back to where we'd find him. If he's even still there. I don't even know who it would be.
Well, one thing I know, Dwarven Olympics are not. I'm pretty beat. And before we actually try to cross whatever this river is, and I have to go tumbling yet again, we're going to have to make camp before we make any too many big rash decisions and big moves. That fight took quite a bit out of me, and what it didn't take out of me, that Cowabunga dude definitely helped. So
Kwanzu dudes.
Kwanzu dude. I don't even man, that's a throwback movie.
Surf ninjas, baby.
Wow. All right,
carry on.
How did he do that? Like this. They have taken him.
I don't think we should go back over the river. I think it's either he comes to us or we forget about it. I don't... Well, I mean, who would be out here? Nobody we know, right?
Just so we're clear. Sorry. You didn't go across the river.
No.
Oh, we didn't cross the river. We just got back on the land.
Okay. Yeah, we just on the side you started.
Yeah, I was starting to get a little confused myself.
Yeah.
Before we tried to cross, for sure...
Davin's turned around. He has no idea. He thinks we crossed.
Okay.
He's on the other side of the river. There's no way we're getting back over there again.
How did again, Davin? We're on the same side of the river. We didn't actually cross.
Oh, well, we are on the same side. I agree. We are friends. We're partners. Are you saying that after all of that, we didn't get anywhere but down river?
Yep.
Yep.
Joxer's right. We are the worst.
Joxer's just not saying a word.
But it was still fun, though.
No, it wasn't. I've still got water like bunched up inside my clothes. They're not. It's not wet. It's not dry. I don't know what it is.
You can fix that, right? That's
if I take off my pants.
Let's.
Oh, and Gwendolyn turns around.
I'm not taking off my pants. I made the whole thing up. There's nothing in my pants. All right,
that's even worse, boy.
Let's not take this too far where we have to start editing things, all right?
Is this the boy who... let's just get to the stones.
Stones, boy.
There it goes.
Sorry.
No, I'm... You said something very sensible. In all of this, Kriggs, we do need to make camp, and we do need to cross the river. If, and to your point, Davin, if they come to us, then at least in the night, then I'm welcome to meet whoever it is.
All right, so we get back to the stones, we camp for the night. And then we worry about the river in the morning, and whoever that was.
Yeah, I think that's the best course.
All right. It's this way, right? And Davin points the wrong direction.
Everybody starts walking west as you point east.
I get so turned around so easy. I'm sorry.
Is it something with that eye?
No, I've always been bad with directions. That has nothing to do with that. Okay.
Would Davin even know his eye looks like that?
I think they mentioned it in the last one.
That's right. I forgot about that. So you guys walk about 15 more minutes, and through this conversation, you make it to where in a little ways, about 20 feet out from where you're standing on shore, you see the first pillar of stone sticking up out of the water. Getting just battered on one side by the water coming across. About 25 feet from that one, it looks like there's the other stone kind of staggered to the right. And then it looks like maybe you can make out another stone, which you know there's more because you saw them when you were actually drifting across the river. But as you look about 50 feet beyond, 50 or 60 feet, it's hard to see much more. Just the darkness is just what's beyond that. And Yeah, and but on this side of the river, you're able to kind of start setting up camp if that's what you'd like to do.
And as we're doing that, I'd like to start trying to get a just a general idea from how long we traveled from like Lonely Hill to here versus, you know, what I think that distance on the map means for the actual river. Like, is that going to be a day's walk or is that going to be, you know, a couple hundred feet?
Yeah, you definitely, as you just think of what you think about, this is the end of the second day after leaving Lonely Hill. So you left Lonely Hill, you camped a night, and then you made it to the river today, did all this. So it's really like a day and three quarters or something like that to get from Lonely Hill to here at the normal pace you were taking.
Okay, and so based on that distance from like where we started to land and the length of that river, does it feel like it's going to be another day and three quarters? Is it going to be a day? Like, I'm trying to gauge like how long I think it is.
To like how far downstream you guys floated versus
So how thick the river is? Like, is it a mile deep? You know, wide? You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, based on that, it looks like half a day's travel or something based on the width of the river on the map. You know, it looks like the same as halfway from Lonely Hill to about to where you think you camped. About halfway between that is about the width of the river, if you were to just kind of measure based on that. So several hours across, if you were to just walk across, it looks like.
Okay.
And that's assuming that the person who made this map has ever been across.
You know what I mean?
You just kind of found it down in that cave, so.
Yeah, I'm just trying to gauge, like, my minimum basis, so.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll kind of relay that. It's, you know, it looks like if we were just walking without any water in between, it looks like it's going to be a day. If this map is right, it could be longer. It could be shorter. We might be able to find ways to cut that time, but this might be a really rough path.
Is it worth trying to go west and see if maybe that bridge is okay? I mean, I know there's a next one, but who knows how long ago this map was made, you know? Maybe it's something they fixed.
How far was that at this point?
Judging from like you have been, you know, measuring the distances and all that stuff, I think it's pretty, if you use the measurement you just did, it could be 5 days.
Ooh.
Oof. I'm not
way
sure.
On the other side. It's a long ways west.
Yeah, I'm not sure it'd be worth it in the long run. We've traveled about that same distance to get here.
I don't really know what we do then, Craigs. You're the idea man sometimes, right?
That's kind of you to say. But no, I don't have any ideas.
I'm going to start setting up camp while we're having this conversation.
Okay. I'm already started. I'm tired. I am beat, literally. I almost got swallowed by a water monster. I just want to sleep for like a night before I start thinking about anything else.
All right. So you guys get camp set up and you start to settle in a little bit. And everybody make perception checks.
Okay.
7.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
16.
All right. I'm going to roll. And if it's not above 5, I'm going to be real mad. 16.
9 plus 2, 11.
I thought you were the one that had the good perception.
Yeah, I have 9. I rolled a 2.
Oh, I lied. Mine's only a 6. Oh my god.
So.
Dang.
As you guys are getting camp set up, you're kind of getting things put together and you kind of finally settle down and you sit. And when you do, there's somebody standing right next to camp. They have both hands out in front of them as if to say, I'm unarmed. I'm just, you know, That's just to say, look, no, try not to threaten, and trying to encourage you guys not to threaten. And this person is wearing a dark hood over their head, and it's a cloak that falls down over a it falls down over a tight, it looks like a tight fitting dark gray shirt, got black leather pants and boots on. It looks like a rapier is hanging from his waist.
Carmine?
A weapon of some kind. And he reaches his hands up slowly to the hood and pulls them down. And you see the face of a rogue who you allowed to live. This is Carmine Stone. But his hair on one side is gray on the right. And it's matted. His left is still the pretty light brown hair that it had, but the right is gray and matted. The forehead of his face is a dull blue-gray color, and his right eye hangs lazy as he stares and looks at each of you one at a time. His right eye doesn't move. His skin on his right cheek and down his right neck, the right side of his neck, is gray and dry-looking and cracking. And he holds his hands out in front of him after taking his hood off. And he says, "We parlayed before. May we again, I beg your mercy, just for a conversation."
Take a seat, friend.
I was not expecting to hear that word from any of you.
Especially from him. I look at Joxer.
It's bold enough for you to come here, so it's the least I think we can do.
Gwendolyn is glaring at him.
I don't think any of us are in the mood for any more fighting, so we can be civil.
Craig picks up his hammer, but don't try me though.
I have no intention. I didn't track you all this way for conflict. I need your help. I think you could use mine.
I clear a spot next to the fire that it's there, and I just say, "Well, have a seat."
Wait. Gwendolyn walks up to Carmine and just... Can she get close to him?
He's going to continue to keep his hands out in front of him, but he's not going to stop you as you walk close. He just kind of looks... you can make an insight check if you want to kind of look in his eyes and see what he seems to be thinking, but...
I don't. I'm going to still glare at him and then take his hand and my hand and put his hand up against his cheek on the dead side is what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
What happened?
Darnaldi. And that's where we're going to end the episode.
Oh, Darnaldi!
Oh, yeah! That was the most freaking jackass episode.
Hi, I'm Craig Scalder, and welcome to the Hired Swords. And thank you for listening. If you liked our show, tell a friend about us. And if you really liked our show, do us a favor and tell the world. Leave a review. If you want to keep up with us and all the behind-the-scenes goofs and gaffes, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at The Hired Swords. Check out our merch shop at thehired.store, and if you'd like to join our Discord, look for our pinned tweet. And again, thank you for listening.